away because Rachel was going to get poked with the guitar, so.
Ah, right, okay. So, sorry, I'm trying to work out which way I'm pointing. Am I right here, Bruce? So, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah. Well, we hope and pray that Bruce and Eunice have had a wonderful week away with Neil and Karen. And also, the reason Bruce isn't here is he's driving up to London for a funeral tomorrow, to take a funeral tomorrow. So our love and prayers go with them. So I wanted to say good morning, especially to Karen and Sylvia this morning. You can't
morning.
See them,
morning.
But they're down the steps. Unfortunately, they can't get up the steps. So we welcome them this morning. It's lovely to have them with us. Their first time. I also want to say good morning to my friend Lee, who couldn't be here but is going to watch it online. So good morning, Lee. Sorry you're not with us. And good morning to everyone. It's so great to see you all. And it's interesting because my message this morning is going to be about praise, thanksgiving, and trust. And last night, as we're coming back from house church, we received a message to say our friend was in A&E with terrible pains in the kidney and all sorts of things going on. And so we've been praying for them and we're giving thanks to the Lord that she's going to be healed and she's gone home now and is resting. So we'll pray for her later. So, yeah, so an interesting start to the day, of course. But we are going to start with three hymns and songs. We're going to sing Praise Him, Jesus, Our Blessed Redeemer. And it speaks for itself. We've come here to praise Him. Jesus, We Enthrone You, which was my first favourite song when I came to the Lord in 1981. And then we're going to sing Great is the Lord and Most Worthy of Praise. So we're a little bit continuing the theme of Bruce last week with Come Let Us Adore You. So let's start with Praise Him, Praise Him.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O world, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest of angels in glory. Strength and honor, give Him His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms, He carries them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him, tell all His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our all, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus the Crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Blessed Redeemer, every portal sound with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. protect us against the enemy. We bow down on our knees. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal, throughout earth and heaven above. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal, throughout earth and heaven above.
To a time of prayer for the world and our own nation. And I'd love to invite all of you to just feel welcome to share a prayer. It doesn't matter if it's one line, 10 or 20, just pray from the heart for our world and for our nation.
Lord, we thank you that we know from your word that the end times are going to have trial and tribulation. And we see it all around us. The world is getting darker. And as it gets darker, more light in the world shines brighter. So may we hold our confidence in your word and in the promises, the predictions you have made, which have already been made, shown to be true, so that all the other things you have said in your word are going to come true. The world will get worse when we see it, but we know that you have already gained the victory. Jesus is going to return. If we are faithful, if we persevere, we will be with you in glory, and we thank you for that confidence.
Amen.
Sometimes to speak to them, to tell them about you, but they need to know who you are, what you've done for us, what you're doing for us, and what you're going to do for us. You are yours, we'll be with you forevermore. Lord, we pray for the trouble in this world, and I ask you to kind of take it over, Lord. Just thank you. Praise you and thank you this morning once again for all you've done for us. In Jesus' precious name,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we want to lift our brothers and sisters to you in Ukraine. There's so little on the news now, and yet we know it's still happening. Lord, we pray for victory. We pray for democracy in this world. We pray for protection. We pray for all those Jesus.
Do you know how to get the speaker off?
I keep focus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bruce. So we're going to actually have prayers for ourselves and others after the message. So we're going to move on now to in heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. And whether it's a battle in ourselves, or it's Ukraine and Russia and all the other places there's battles, we know it belongs to the Lord and we trust him and we praise and thank him in all things.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. Weapon that fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. There's up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory.
And Lord, it's just so wonderful. It says this verse in differently in different versions of the Bible, but one says that he inhabits the praises of his people, and others talk about us enthroning him. Well, whichever it is, he's here, he's in us, and we worship him, and it's just too wonderful. So we're going to go on now to the readings. So I think Sarah has number one. And
this is from Jude, chapter 1:20-21. Then Jude arose, tore his robe and shaved his head. And he fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Number two.
I have. Psalm 107, verses 1-9. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, and fills the hungry soul with goodness.
Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
Isaiah 61:1-3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
Matthew 14:23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there.
Luke 6:22-23. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy. For indeed your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner their fathers did to the prophets.
Romans 8:27-28. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Rejoice. Philippians 4:4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, everyone. Sorry, I should have pointed out there was a number in the corner and to follow. I'll know next time. Right, so we're now going to sing. This song just encompassed everything I wanted to say this morning. And it's Blessed Be Your Name. You may want to turn back to the readings for the message. I won't be rereading them all. So you've probably gathered by now, I'm not a preacher or a teacher, but as Bruce asked me if I would share a message this morning while he was away, I very selfishly agreed, as I knew that it would be a wonderful excuse to spend time with the Lord in his word. And I apologise for reading it because my concentration's not very good, so I thought it was safer for your sake. I almost immediately thought to share the journey that I'm already on with you. Many years ago, and again more recently, I read a book called Prison to Praise, which I think is behind me, and also Power in Praise. Both books major on praising and thanking the Lord in all circumstances, as quoted, as Rita read, in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18. And that was so, so helpful when we got the news about my friend, because usually I would go to pieces, but I'm trying to learn to give it all to him. Having this opportunity has got me searching deeper into the scriptures to focus on this subject. I have, if I'm honest, for most of my life, been a warrior and a dramatic scenario builder. I really believe that after 41 years of being a born-again believer, that I'm finally beginning, let's say beginning, to grasp the concept of trusting in God's will. After speaking to Bruce 2 weeks ago, I decided to look in our concordance to see how many times words like praise, praising, rejoice, rejoicing, thanks, thanksgiving, prayer, praying, joy, joyful, trust, worship, and a few related words were used in the scriptures. I'm sure there's many, many more. You may be interested, or not, to know that I counted the following, although approximately as my eyes started blurring lines together. Praise and praising, approximately, I'll only say that once, 327, many of which are in the Psalms. Rejoice, rejoicing, 300. Thanks, thanking, 156. Prayer, praying, 556. Joy, joyful, 210. Trust and trusting, 187. Worship, 185. And as I say, there's probably many more. I wonder how often we feel like praising, rejoicing, thanking, praying, being full of joy and trusting. What if it's not about how we feel, but more about what God desires for his children? Is he the first person we go to in a crisis or a tricky situation? Or do we rely on friends and family more than we rely on him? Or is that just me? Or do we perhaps take the major things to him, but not so much the minor things, or the other way around? Do we surrender everything to him and trust his will for our lives and our loved ones' lives? Or do we try and take the reins because we want to be in control? There are, of course, many scriptures in God's word which direct us either through characters in the Bible or God speaking directly. I selected just a few for us to look at. the story of Job is a very tragic one. At this point in his story, he has lost everything except his wife. He's lost his children, his servants, and all his livestock. And yet, he worked. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." This seems to be one of the most challenging scriptures in the Bible. And then it's followed by Satan striking Job with painful boils from head to foot. And when Job's wife challenges him, Job says to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speak. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" David knows all about praising in adversity. Let's look at Psalm 107. It starts, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." And in verses 6, 13, 19, and 28 of the same psalm, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses." Verses 8, 15, 21, 31, same psalm. "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." For all that David goes through in his life, and we know that like us, he was not without sin, we can read of him praising the Lord in many of his psalms, even though he is in the middle of adversity. He starts Psalm 107 and three other psalms by praising the Lord with the words, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Not to mention various other psalms where he gives thanks and praise within the body of the psalm. Psalm 136, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever." David goes on praising in this way until verse 26. You might like to read it at home. It's really encouraging. Going back to the concordance, there are nearly 200 references to praise and praising in the Psalms. I haven't yet worked out how many of them are David's, but maybe that's my next task. So Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Such well-known verses, but how many verses like these do we know and possibly quote, but don't really take on their deeper meaning? Do we really trust in the Lord with all our heart? Do we really lean on his and not our own understanding? Do we really acknowledge him in all that we do so that he may direct our paths? Do we surrender our whole lives to him, or do we hold on to some parts? I would definitely put my hand up to not always trusting, not always leaning, not always acknowledging him. I'm a bit of a control freak and try and dot all the I's and cross all the T's. I always think that my way is best. Ask my husband and possibly my friend behind me. Since beginning to look at this subject and study the scriptures, I'm getting to know myself better. and I'm already experiencing an inner freedom. We all have a past, and most often our past has shaped our future. And where things have happened that we didn't have control over, we have possibly tried to seek control over our lives and the lives of others. If we look at these verses, there is a great freedom to be had in fixing our eyes on Jesus and trusting him for the outcome, whatever it may be. May his will be done in our lives. Isaiah 61, wonderful verses quoted hundreds of years later by Jesus in Luke 4. Well, he wasn't quoting them in Luke 4, but you know what I mean. For this talk, I want to emphasize verses 2 and 3. To comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Many years ago, whilst we were still living in Croydon, I was asked to sing with an American friend at a Christian event. I didn't know any of the songs, as they were all from down South America, but she introduced me to a song called Put on the Garment of Praise for the Spirit of Heaviness. Do you know it, anybody? Does it ring any bells? No? So I won't sing it. I'll just speak out the words. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. All you that mourn in Zion, I have authority to appoint unto you in Zion oil of joy that will set you free. Lift up the hands that hang down. Lift up the voice now still. Give unto God continuous praise. Sing forth from Zion's hill. Sing to Yahweh, Alleluia. Worship and praise our God. Praise and adore him. Bow down before him. Oh, magnify the Lord. Maybe we'll sing it one day. Around the same era, I worked as a teaching assistant in the local primary school where our children had attended. There I had the privilege of working with a wonderful Nigerian lady who I used to occasionally pray with during the school lunchtime. She encouraged me to start my day by putting on an up-tempo praise song to honour the Lord before my day began. After the singing and the dancing of just one track, I would sit down quietly and journal, chatting away to the Lord. Unfortunately, I didn't continue with this regime after we moved to Devon, partly because I was so excited to hear birds singing in the garden instead of traffic noise. But the latter certainly gave me an even greater love of creation, and the birds are worshipping, right? Anyway, I digress. I think at that time I had an understanding of putting on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness before my day started, which was a hugely useful tool when working in a troubled school in Croydon. I think it's a practice that I would like to get back into and thoroughly recommend it. So Matthew 14:23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there. I wanted to include one of the verses that talks about Jesus going quietly away to pray to his Father. There can be no better place to be than in the presence of the Lord. This is the place that we can be quiet with him, share our issues, or just listen. How hard it is in this noisy world to find that space, and yet how wonderful. How blessed to be Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, rather than Martha dashing around getting agitated. I'm sure we've all been there and probably still are, but I think there's a whole message here, so I may save it in case Bruce asks me again. That might be your decision. So Luke 6, 22 and 23. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy. For indeed your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner their fathers did to the prophets. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. We may not be seeing physical persecution in this country right now, but many of our brothers and sisters are subject to absolute horrors around the world. As we know through the work of organisations like Open Doors and Barnabas Fund, can you imagine rejoicing and leaping for joy in persecution, or even in the trauma of our own lives? And yet, this is what we're called to do. In 2 Corinthians 12, 9 to 10, speaking of the Lord, Paul says, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" And listen to this as Paul continues. "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, am strong." Wow. I want to be able to be like Paul and so many others, both in the Bible and since those days. I believe their key, as we see with David in the Psalms, is that those who totally surrendered their lives to him and praised him constantly. Perhaps we need to remember that our time here on earth is limited. We are aliens in a foreign land. Our citizenship is in heaven. Romans 8, I'll just read 28. "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." This verse is so often quoted. How many times have we said this to others, hopeful for a good outcome to their situation? Or maybe we've quoted it when we can see the end result. In doing this mini research, this verse is making even more sense to me now, as I realise that in God's plan, there are no mistakes. We might want to see a different result, but we don't see the bigger picture. God does, and he knows what's best for us. Philippians 4, 4-7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So there it is again. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And tucked away in the middle of these famous verses are the words, "with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." These verses finish with a promise that his peace will guard our hearts and minds. So we rejoice and thank him, and the peace will come. Even if our answer doesn't come straight away, and even if the answer isn't what we want to hear, as we said before, he knows what's best for us. Isaiah 55, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And finally, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is such a key verse in encouraging us to rejoice, to pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all things. Furthermore, it says that it is God's will in Christ Jesus that we do this. As we surrender our lives to Him and speak incessantly to Him, we know that we can come before Him with praise and thanksgiving in all our circumstances, trusting Him for the outcome, remembering that He lives in us through His Holy Spirit, and that although we are in a battle, He has the victory. So just before we go on to sing, I recommend the two books, Power in Praise and Prison to Praise, and amazing testimonies in there. Not time to read them today, but amazing testimonies. So I wanted us to have a time of open prayer, and there's two more songs. Do we need to, can we carry on? Is that okay? So, and I'm keen, of course, that we pray for Bruce, as he asked us last week. So we'll have a time of prayer now, and please do feel free to pray for yourselves. Just come with praise and thanksgiving before the Lord, for yourself or for others. Lord, I want to thank you and praise you this morning for my friend Bex. Lord, I thank and praise you in the circumstance, not knowing what's wrong with her, but trusting, Lord. I do pray for her healing in your name, Jesus. And I continue to thank and trust in you. And Lord, we pray for Bruce this morning. Lord, we pray that he is rested after this week's holiday. And Lord, we pray because we know that he was having stomach problems. So Lord, we thank and praise you that in this situation, we can trust you. And we do cry out for healing in your name, Jesus, for Bruce. And we thank you for him and all that he is to this fellowship. We thank you for Eunice too, quietly working in the background. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
To keep putting our trust in you for your help.
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you for the power of praise, which I have depended on so much over these last few years. I don't know if people know I had a breakdown, but Lord, you showed me your goodness and mercy in saving me. And when I was open to the enemy's attack because of my spiritualism, my involvement in spiritualism, your word was the rock and the handholds by which I was able to stand and climb out of that pit. And praising you, Lord, drives off the enemy. He wants worship. So, Lord, when we deny him worship and we give you our worship, our praise, our thanksgiving, he cannot stand. But, Lord, praising you drives him off. And you have given me such relief, lifted me so far since 2014, and I can attribute so much of it to praise. I rejoice that we have this book, these two books, this, from Merlin Carruthers that Julie has recommended. And Lord, we have your word, and your word is trustworthy. May we depend on it. May we see how you delivered the nation of Israel and individuals all the way through it, Lord, when they trusted in you, when they obeyed you. And Lord, may we love your word, may we study it more and more. As Jilly has done, may we research issues. When something comes up, may we go to the word. You've given it to us for our strengthening, for us to know your will, for us to draw close to you, to know you. May we go there, because we will find the treasures, the promises, which we can trust. And Lord, you are utterly trustworthy. The more we know of you, the more we will be trusting in you, because we know we find your trustworthiness, your steadfastness. You are glorious, and we thank you that you have revealed yourself to people like us. Thank you.
Amen.
And if anyone would like to pray afterwards when the meeting finished, then obviously, there are those of us open to pray with you. So, we have two songs to finish. One is Trust and Obey, which, again, hopefully sums up what we've been talking about. And then we'll go straight into Give Thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever.
We walk with the Lord in the light of His word. What a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His love quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear, can abide where we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but that's all He doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a just if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust.
Yes, I'll need to go. Okay. I want to do that one for you. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I'd love to. Bye, Donna. Bye. If Christ is the Lord, our God and King, His love endures forever. For He is good, He is above all things. Love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, His love endures forever. For the Lord alive that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise.
Circumstances. Thank you, Jesus. You are precious. We pray everything in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
First one, Merlin Brothers. I'm now reading the second one, and it's really done a lot for me. Yeah, a heck of a lot. So I do recommend.
No, I don't. No.
Yeah.
But they're worth a read.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's not dull.
No, because I'm reading it at the moment.